Imagine discovering that despite your financial expertise, you're still making terrible investment decisions with your own money. This was Robert Carver's startling realization after managing billions at one of the world's largest hedge funds. Our brains simply aren't wired for financial markets. They evolved for survival in prehistoric environments, not for modern trading. This disconnect explains why most active investors consistently underperform simple index funds. We hold losing positions hoping they'll recover while taking profits too quickly. We find patterns in random noise and convince ourselves we have special insight. But what if there was a way to harness these psychological weaknesses instead of being controlled by them? Systematic trading offers precisely this solution, a framework that removes emotion from financial decisions by implementing clear, objective rules. It's not about finding the perfect strategy, but rather building a robust system that acknowledges both market realities and human limitations. By understanding why certain approaches work, usually because they exploit other traders' psychological biases, we can develop trading systems that remain profitable even as markets evolve. Trading activates addictive brain pathways through its illusion of control, frequent near misses, and rapid feedback, similar to gambling addiction. Without systematic rules, we develop destructive habits like holding losses too long, get-evenitis, while taking profits too quickly. Research confirms this approach underperforms, with studies showing early loss-taker rules outperform our natural early profit-taker tendency across most futures contracts. Even sophisticated investors succumb to these biases, just with more eloquent rationalizations. The challenge isn't creating rules, but following them consistently, as we often justify breaking them just this once. To combat self-sabotage, we need commitment mechanisms, like Odysseus having himself tied to the mast to resist the sirens. As one trader put it, the ideal setup is a computer, a man, and a dog. The computer runs the strategy, the man feeds the dog, and the dog bites the man if he touches the computer. Trading strategies primarily profit from risk premia, compensation for taking risks others avoid. Skewness preferences create opportunities. Negatively skewed assets, like selling insurance, yield frequent small gains with rare catastrophic losses, which most avoid. Positively skewed assets, like lottery tickets, offer occasional large gains with frequent small losses, patterns people find attractive despite poor overall returns. Additional profit sources include leverage premia, when others can't use leverage, liquidity premia, less liquid assets offering higher returns, forced trading, when others must trade for non-profit reasons, and barriers to entry, strategies requiring significant technology or expertise. When selecting trading styles, consider your skewness preferences and trading speed. Very slow systems, months to years, resemble static portfolios, while medium-speed strategies, hours to months, offer statistically significant profits accessible to part-time traders. Fast strategies, microseconds to one day, can achieve high theoretical returns but require sophisticated execution algorithms and automation. Wonder why brilliant-on-paper trading systems often fail in reality? Overfitting is typically the culprit, creating systems perfectly tuned to historical data that collapse under new market conditions. Humans naturally see patterns even in random data. When testing numerous trading rules against limited history, some will appear profitable purely by chance. Good trading rules require over 10 years of data for statistical confidence, while typical rules need nearly 40 years. The multiple testing problem compounds this issue. Testing 100 random rules will yield about 2.3 seemingly profitable rules by chance alone, with more tests generating more false positives. To avoid these pitfalls, simplify fitting methods, test fewer alternatives, use proper out-of-sample testing, and pool data across multiple instruments rather than fitting each separately. The most robust approach selects conceptually sound rules based on market behavior rather than historical returns. Classic portfolio optimization often produces unstable, extreme allocations that perform poorly in real trading. Using NASDAQ, S&P 500, and 20-year U.S. bonds as examples, traditional optimization would allocate everything to NASDAQ during the tech boom, then abandon it after the crash, impractical for actual investing. The problem stems from treating statistical estimates as certainties when they're highly uncertain. Equal weighting frequently outperforms optimization with similar assets, though becomes suboptimal when expected returns or correlations differ significantly. Handcrafting offers a more practical approach by grouping similar assets and assigning weights based on correlation patterns. For larger portfolios, this becomes modular, forming asset groups, calculating weights within each group, then determining weights between groups, providing sensible allocations without sophisticated software. When you have valid information about relative asset performance, like known cost differences or back-tested trading rules, you can adjust handcrafted weights accordingly. Substantial adjustments are warranted for precisely known differences, like trading costs, while historically estimated performance with less than 10 years of data warrants no adjustment due to statistical insignificance. Rather than offering prepackaged strategies, a systematic approach provides a framework for creating your own trading system. This modular framework separates trading rules, the engine, from position risk management, the chassis, maintaining consistency while offering flexibility. The framework connects instruments, price movement forecasts, combined signals, volatility targeting, position sizing, and portfolio allocation across subsystems. It serves multiple trader types: asset allocators creating risk parity strategies, semi-automatic traders using it for position sizing with discretionary forecasts, and systems traders implementing systematic rules with combined signals. This approach handles the boring but vital parts of system design consistently, letting you focus on your edge. It provides robust risk management while maintaining signal flexibility, allowing continuous improvement. The most successful traders aren't necessarily the most brilliant analysts, but those with exceptional discipline and self-awareness. This framework creates guardrails against our worst impulses while leveraging genuine insights. What separates successful systematic traders from the rest? It's rarely intelligence or complex strategies. Instead, it's psychological traits that enable consistent execution over time. Humility comes first. Successful traders underestimate their intelligence, skill, and luck. They prepare for adverse scenarios and avoid complexity that often fails in real markets. The most effective trading rules are simple and robust, not clever and brittle. Healthy skepticism serves as a crucial defensive trait. Questioning brokers promoting expensive services, trainers selling foolproof systems, and authors whose methods may not suit you. This skepticism should especially extend to backtesting results, as markets constantly evolve. Setting realistic expectations is vital. Even well-designed, highly diversified systematic trading systems typically achieve Sharpe ratios around 1.0, while semi-automatic traders should expect more modest results around 0.5. Trading only with money you can afford to lose and using conservative position sizing maintains a protective level of nervousness. The greatest challenge is being diligent during system development but hands-off during operation. The urge to tinker with working systems typically degrades performance. Success involves avoiding common pitfalls rather than discovering perfect strategies. By building systems that protect us from ourselves, we can navigate markets with greater consistency, turning an emotional roller coaster into a methodical journey toward financial success.